Kevin, let's start in this spot. I consider the best receivers at Alabama, under the Saban regime, Julio Jones and Amari Cooper. Now, that is until now. Mel Kiper has Jerry Jeudy in the one slot for 2020. Now, I don't know if he actually means he's going to be the first guy taken, because typically a receiver's not going the number one pick. But how would you compare Jerry Jeudy to date with Cooper and Jones?
Well, Jerry Jeudy is obviously extremely talented. He won the Biletnikoff Award last year. He seems to be dedicating himself in the offseason to trying to ensure himself as the number one wide receiver taking in the NFL draft. Jerry's come a long way since he first arrived at Alabama, which is not uncommon for a lot of players. There has to be some off-the-field maturity things take place, and that's happened with Jerry Jeudy. I was a little concerned after he won the Biletnikoff of would he stay focused for this year, and it seems like he is, and I'm glad to hear that. He has the ability to go out there and potentially become a record-setting wide receiver at Alabama. The problem that Jerry Jeudy is going to face, I think, this year is the fact, Bill, Alabama has a very talented and deep wide receiving core, and I think you're going to see the ball spread along, not only from Jerry, but Henry Ruggs is going to see, you know, a lot of catches. Jalen Waddle is going to see a lot of catches. Devontae Smith is going to see a lot of catches. So Jerry Jeudy, you know, potentially could have a phenomenal season this year, but yet not have the same numbers that he had last year through no fault of his own, just from the fact that Alabama is going to be so talented at the wide receiving position this year.
Well, the other item is you got to pick your poison, but he's going to be targeted. He was last year, too, by defenses, and it may be more difficult to get him the ball.
Absolutely. So, you know, if I was a betting man on whether Jerry Jeudy would exceed his wide receiving numbers from last year or not, I would bet on the side that he would not. Not saying he's not going to have a great year, it's just that I think, like you said, he's going to be targeted by defenders, and I think Tua and that offense is going to spread the ball around. Excuse me, Bill. And I think you're going to see Alabama make a concerted effort to be back to its original offense of a more of a power running team as well. So I think when you factor in all those things, I could see a slight dip in his numbers, but him still have an outstanding season, which, of course, would not hurt his NFL draft status, because scouts are going to figure out that, you know, whether you're an elite wide receiver or not.
So I'm spying on y'all's chat room. I always lurk. And did some anonymous coach, maybe, I know Athlon does this, and it's interesting. Athlon magazine, my favorite. And was it an anonymous coach that says Alabama's going to lose a couple games because of their defense? Is that right?
I heard that, and that's news to me. And if it is, somebody needs to sober up before they do any more magazine interviews, as I've talked ad nauseum. Alabama's defense is going to take a major step forward next year from what it was last year. You know, the wide receiving core, the defensive back core, which is mostly freshmen last year, is going to be a year older. The addition back there of Coach Charles Kelly, coaching the secondary, was a big improvement over the spring. You're going to have more depth on the defensive line, and still a little thin at inside linebacker, but, you know, you're getting Terrell Lewis back. You're getting Chris Allen back. This is going to be a much improved Alabama defense. So I don't know. And, you know, I'm always hesitant anytime you see a quote and it's from anonymous out there. You know, if you don't have the guts to put your name behind something, then I don't think it's really worth reading. I don't know where they're getting this information, but I hope they enjoy their time in La La Land, because that's not going to be reality for our defense this fall.
Well, when is Alabama's defense, let's eliminate 07, but when has Alabama's defense been a true liability? Now, they're after 11 and 12. They hit a little spur we've talked about where they weren't real good in the secondary. That's about it, though.
That was about it. In those two years, particularly the 2014 year with that secondary, it was because of a mass amount of injuries. It wasn't we took a dip in talent there. Alabama just got kind of gutted in the secondary with injury. So really, other than, like you said, 2007, which doesn't count because he was taken over from Mike Shula, last year was, in my opinion, clearly the weakest defense that Alabama had under Nick Saban. And there again, the pass rush in particular was greatly impacted by injuries and some people going pro that Alabama really didn't expect to go pro. So I think Alabama fans are going to be very, very pleased with the defense they see on the field in 2019.
Tell us about the wide receiver commit just the other day out of Miami Carroll City, the four-star.
Yes, Tyu Jones-Bell out of a Carroll City High School in Miami, Florida. Long expected to commit to Alabama. It was not really a question of would or would he not commit to Alabama. It was more of a decision on when he would go public with that commitment than he did. I'm really excited about this commitment. He's 5'11", 190. He's kind of got a big body. I've had some people say body-wise, kind of reminds him of Christian Kirk, the former outstanding wide receiver at Texas A&M. He does have speed, can stop on a dime. I like film that I've seen and talking to people close to his recruitment, does a great job of catching the ball in traffic. So I think he's a wonderful addition to this Alabama offense, and it just kind of continues that trend that Alabama has of pulling wide receivers out of South Florida. You know, Jerry Jeudy, Calvin Ridley, and Amari Cooper, and Tyu Jones-Bell is just the next in that long line of receivers from South Florida for Alabama. And you just had Brian Driscoll on from Blue and Gold talking to Notre Dame. I don't know if you realize or not, Bill, but the best high school football player in the class of 2020 from here in the state of Kentucky, Michael Mayer, a tight end out of Covington Catholic, is a Notre Dame commit, and he is an elite tight end, Bill.
Yeah, he was here in Nashville, well, actually up in the borough. The opening was here over the weekend. They did it at Blackman High School. Kids from all over America were there. He apparently was at that. I didn't get to get by and see it, but yeah, I've heard about him, and you would know because that's your state.
He is an elite stud. There was a little bit of hope. He had a sister who attended the University of Alabama, so there was a little bit of hope, and I think that was his quote-unquote second school of interest, but the Fighting Irish locked Michael up very early, and he is a stud among studs, getting a really good one there.
Now, look, it's not like Alabama has trouble getting running backs. That's a long tradition, but do you still think Chris Tyree probably selects Notre Dame?
Oh, I think the only decision is what number will he wear at Notre Dame and who will his roommate be when he gets to South Bend.
Yeah, Alabama has no trouble.
Foregone conclusion.
He really isn't the size.
I think he's a good fit for Notre Dame.
Right, he really isn't the size back that Notre Dame, that Alabama's been getting and using. He's a lot smaller. When's the last time Alabama used a smallish back? Tailback. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while.
Who was the little back that was so electric for Coach Fram, who ran up and down the field in the LSU game?
Oh, gosh, I'm having a total brain cramp.
Against Nick Saban, actually.
Who was that?
Remember him?
Total brain. I do, and I apologize, Bill. I'm having a total,
somebody. Well, Twitter will save us.
Someone will clue me in.
It's been a while.
I'm having a senior moment here. Yeah.
Most of the time, it's a pretty good size back that Alabama. It doesn't have to be 225, but most of those backs that Alabama uses are 210 and up.
Typically, yes, which is why I really think that Alabama, the other back that they're going to add to this class, of course, Alabama already has one running back commitment in this class from Roydell Williams, but I think Kendall Milton out of California will be the second back in this class. Although I will say this, Alabama is in a better position with Zachary Evans than a lot of people think that he is. But in the end, I find it hard to believe he'll leave the state of Texas. But Alabama is thicker in that mix with Evans than a lot of people think.
Well, and Evans is the kid in Texas who some are saying is the next of the elite, right? That kind of back.
Yes, yes, yes. And, supposedly he and his teammate Damian George, the offensive lineman, are supposedly a package deal. And Damian George is another one that has tremendous interest in Alabama as well. So you know how those package deals go, Bill. Sometimes they materialize and sometimes they don't. But if you were to ask me today, who do I think the second back in this class for Alabama will be, I would say Kendall Milton out of California.
Twitter has jumped in here. Football guru tweets, Shad Williams.
Yes, Sean Williams.
I couldn't think of that. I wouldn't have thought of
yes.
that.
Yes. But I do remember the game where the first play of the game against Arkansas, he darted up the middle for a touchdown, and it was all downhill after that. I just think the reason that I remember that is we were at a wedding in Louisville for one of my wife's closest friends and my two sons, and I snuck in a radio that I wasn't supposed to and had one earbud in my ear and one of my oldest son Jordan's ear. Jordan was pretty young then, and on that play, right in the middle of the wedding, he screamed, "Touchdown, touchdown, yay, Daddy, you scored a touchdown," and I was dead meat, Bill. I will never forget that. One of those great father-son moments you just never forget, you know?
Jeff Chu says, talk to Kevin about this. He says, Saban seems to be having more fun this non-playing portion of the season than any other. Ask Kevin if this is because of Saban's new hip, the new staff, or if he's just enjoying this new chapter of his career.
Well, that's a great question by Jeff. It's kind of a cultural change. As a matter of fact, Bill, believe it or not, this coaching staff at the University of Alabama are spending the entire week at a golf retreat with Coach Saban. And it's not a football pick your brain. I'm sure the topic will come up, but it is a true coaching retreat, a chance for the coaches to kind of have some downtime, continue to bond with one another. And this is a radical culture change for Coach Saban. It is an acknowledgement. I think that he realizes, look, the bottom line is this, and I've said this many times, we cannot continue to lose 6 and 7 assistant coaches every single year at Alabama and continue to maintain the program that we want to maintain. So I think it's an acknowledgement that, you can't grind these assistant coaches into the ground 365 days a year. And in the past, they only get 3 or 4 days at a time on vacation time. So this is a radical change, and I think it's a welcome change to the Alabama program. Giving him and the coaching staff a chance to get a breather before the players report this weekend and the summer workouts begin. And I would give two people credit for this change. I have no doubt that Terry Saban is a part of this, helping coach realize that he needs to make a change. And I also think you have to give a hockey assist to Dabo Swinney. I think Dabo's proven that you can have a very successful elite program and not grind your coaches into the ground. So this is a big change. It's not a signal that Coach Saban himself is slowing down, but I think it's an acknowledgement for him that, hey, maybe I need to let up a little bit on how hard I drive my staff and give them a breather before we start this grueling run. Because really, once Memorial Day kicks in, Bill, the grind really begins.
Tell you what. That hip situation and the surgery has changed Saban's mindset to the point where right now he doesn't see, at least publicly he's saying, he doesn't see retiring anytime soon.
No, it's absolutely incredible. I think a lot of people thought that the hip surgery was the beginning of the end and kind of the rising of the sunset, but it's the setting of the sun. But it's been the exact opposite. He seems to be renewed energy, renewed commitment to the program. Going golfing with his coaches. It's really interesting. He always turns over every rock after every season. But after the embarrassment of the Clemson loss last year, every rock got turned over 3 or 4 times, and he really has. I don't want to say reinvented the program. I think what he's done is he's gone back to the core values of the program. I think we're going to see Alabama go back to this what we saw in 08 and 09 in terms of the core value of the program. And I think he exemplified that with the 7 new coaches that he brought in. But what we're seeing with the golf outing is the realization that, the culture has changed, and you have to change with the times. If you remember back, there was a point, in the late 60s, early, very, very early 70s where Coach Bryant faced the same thing. Remember, he had a couple of 6 and 5 years there and some mediocre bowl games, and people were wondering if the game had passed him by and could he change and adapt with the times. He used to have the rule about short haircuts and wouldn't allow players to have long hair, and it was impacting his recruiting. And Coach Bryant reinvented himself and kind of changed with the times, and to a lesser degree I kind of see the same thing happening right now with Coach Saban.
Kevin, good stuff, bud. Now tell everybody the bad news about next week.
Okay, I will be in meetings next week, so I will not be able to be on the first Wednesday I've missed, so I will not be here next Wednesday, but I will return on Wednesday to June the 5th, so I know many of you will enjoy a break from me. So see everybody Wednesday, June the 5th, and as always, have a great day and roll tide.